Do you ever feel time slipping away because of the overwhelming amount of action and tasks demanding your attention, leaving little room for contemplation? Hi, I'm your host, Dr. Nini Ellison, welcoming you to The Art of Leadership, a podcast that reveals the leader within. Today, we're going to focus on cerebral leadership and contemplative thinking. Cerebral. It's primarily used as an adjective that relates to our brain or our intellect, but it's often associated with careful thought, strategic analysis, intellectual engagement, and deep contemplation. In this podcast, when I refer to cerebral leadership, I'm defining a leadership style that is not exclusive. Rather, it's a style of leadership accessible to all leaders, including you. It's marked by disciplined thinking and mental focus, leading individuals to achieve a deeper understanding and insight greater than they've ever experienced. Finding time for this growth is challenging, and measuring progress can even be more difficult. I look forward to discussing how every leader can pursue ways to become more contemplative. This month marks the beginning of my fifth year with a podcast focused on the skills that are difficult to measure yet are crucial for the success of every system or process you've ever been a part of. These skills are soft skills, a term that's been around since the 1970s, and their importance remains unchanged, whether you call them real skills, people skills, interpersonal skills, social skills, or human skills. They all bring the point of being human to the forefront, and they're an integral part of your leadership journey. In the past, I've tried, with only a small measure of success, to align the impact of soft skills with hard skill metrics. And I'll be honest, my efforts have been met with skepticism. But a leader helped me return to the drawing board when she challenged me with the question, "Nina, why don't you just focus on the need to and not the want to?" In other words, she was saying to me, focus on hard skills and not soft skills. This challenge inspired me to dig deeper, confirming my belief that our personal qualities, our soft skills, are the primary drivers of our success. With this conviction, my journey in seeking deeper understanding and insight into these elusive skills has continued. Cerebral leadership has taken on deeper meaning as I've not given up on my own burning question. Do the things that I measure effectively propel me towards long-lasting success that fosters meaningful transformation and significance? In 2011, Harvard authors Stephen Kramer and Teresa Amabile published their research in The Progress Principle. Their findings about what drives progress and productivity were based on daily diaries from over 200 professionals working in 7 companies and 3 industries. These prolific diaries served as a tool to identify the significant events that were happening in the workplace every day. I am so grateful for this work as it opened my eyes to this idea of using daily diaries to measure significant events. I call the tool I now use measuring the moments. Learning from these researchers, I set up a framework of questions to focus on the moments that I sought to measure in my own team's progress and productivity. This was a new step, a more profound step towards the kind of cerebral leadership I had not experienced before. And if you want a copy of my initial framework, send an email to nina@ninaellison.com with the words progress principle in the subject line. I'll be glad to share a copy in the hopes that it helps you on your own journey as a cerebral leader. I think we all know history teaches us that leaders such as Mahatma Gandhi, Abraham Lincoln, Nelson Mandela pursued this paradigm of cerebral leadership that prioritized the development of their cognitive abilities so that they could steer large groups of people towards unprecedented change. And then later on, in 2009, John Maxwell, global leadership expert and author of over 70 leadership books, selling over 19 million copies worldwide, published a small pocketbook entitled, How Successful People Think. Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life. Along with over a million others or so who've read this book, John's thoughts within these pages challenged me to dive deeper into this idea of linking my thinking, as he wrote about the thinking pieces that bring the skills needed for leaders who seek to achieve great things. I hope you're intrigued by this idea of linking your thinking. But first, I want to let you know that in the upcoming podcast, I will explore other unique skills that can be developed in your pursuit of cerebral leadership. In addition to this idea of collaborative thinking, I'm going to focus on systems thinking, creative thinking, critical thinking, and more. Let's discuss the question today. How do you enhance your collaborative thinking skills to strengthen the cerebral dimension in your leadership? How do we enhance our skills as collaborative thinkers? Just this past week, I met a young leader. He's the CEO of a rapidly growing company, and he shared some of his concerns with me. So I asked him, who are your thought partners? Who do you collaborate with when you're looking to expand your thinking? He paused, and his response was, I can't answer that question. Globally known author James Allen says it this way, you are today where your thoughts have brought you. You will be tomorrow where your thoughts take you. The highest priority of my work as a leadership strategist is spending time with leaders to help them recognize their inherent value. By cultivating their leadership skills, I consistently see that those who commit time to this journey of discovery not only strengthen their skills, but they advance their growth, enabling them to become even better leaders. Leadership is not a race to the finish. It's a dive to the deep. And this idea of growing as a cerebral leader is a part of the advanced diving class. No one can tell you what to think or what path you must follow to change your thinking. The reality is that you will only see your world from a new and refreshing perspective as you learn how to think. It's my belief that every leader can learn how to think. One of the ways your thinking comes alive is when you connect with others and unleash the power of collaborative thinking. Now, please don't misunderstand. Linking your thinking takes time alone as well, but often we neglect the principle of how much we need each other to help us get serious about this idea of becoming cerebral leaders. Collaborative thinking can only happen when we intentionally look for shared experiences. This year, I've had the pleasure of an early bi-monthly meeting with leaders seeking to cultivate their growth. Before we began, they set up the agenda by sending me questions they wanted to pursue. As the facilitator, my role has been to prepare content in response to their questions and to set the stage for discussion on each topic. Every week has ended with an activation assignment. There's been a common understanding around the table that this collaborative thinking is benefiting each one of us. Recently, one of the leaders of this group used the following phrases. She's in the midst of hiring a new team for a brand new project that's still in development. And when she was asked questions, she would say, I can't answer all of your questions, but I will be beside you as we figure them out. I hope you'll trust me enough to join this team so that we can move forward together. This leader is working in a space where, for now, ambiguity abounds as a new team is being formed. The well-known ideas of a team norming and performing are still a dream. But for those two stages to happen, first the team must be formed before they can begin to even consider norming and performing. But what a great example of a leader setting the stage for collaborative thinking by saying, I can't answer your questions now, but we'll talk as we move forward together. We'll think as we move forward together. This bi-monthly leadership group exemplifies collaborative thinking. And you may have already grasped some of the critical principles that I've been learning about as we have met together. Here's six that have really stood out to me through this experience. Value yourself and others. Proceed with intentionality, developing a structure and a process that will enable robust and fruitful discussions. Third, embrace a purpose-driven mentality with timelines and objectives needed to honor everyone's valuable time and effort. Fourth, strive for equity. And on a side note, a facilitator can help establish this dynamic. It's important to note that anybody can fulfill the role of facilitator. It's a skill that can be learned so that it can be ensured that no perspective goes unnoticed or undervalued. I mentioned that I am the facilitator in this group, and yet just a few weeks ago, there was another who facilitated the group as we learned something new. Fifth, stand ready for debate as different perspectives set the stage for a more profound understanding and for more innovative solutions. And then 6, never neglect activation. Become more aware of the role of measuring moments, translating ideas into action, and then witnessing the impact of those collaborative efforts cannot be ignored. Imagine this. As a leader, you tackle a long-standing challenge by initiating a collaborative brainstorming session, outlining key principles for the group, such as the ones I've just mentioned. As the group delves deeper into collective thinking, you uncover insights you've never considered. You jot down a paradigm shift within yourself regarding this specific challenge. Through collaborative thinking, you identify 2 characteristics that are missing in the challenge you've been grappling with. This is your first measure the moment, air quotes, entry for the challenge under review. Over the next week, you share your idea with 4 other colleagues. There's another moment. The following week, you learn that they have shared this shift in thinking with their teams of 8 people each. Including the initial 4 colleagues, now 36 people have been introduced to this new approach and another moment to measure. As time goes on, you observe conversations, shared stories, feedback from others, where the 2 characteristics you were hoping for begin to manifest. Moments keep accumulating, and you can begin to correlate them with specific outcomes that were sought, like altering team dynamics and achieving goals that have been unmet before this experience. Gaining deeper insight into the transformational moments originating from your leadership is exhilarating. And this is just the beginning. Collaborative thinking will elevate your leadership as it reveals that this is only the tip of the potential impact that exists. One thing that I learned from the Harvard researchers is that as I journal in private until I recognize the appropriate moment to share. And I only share high-level change, high-level things that I've noticed, respecting the privacy of every individual. Of course, I remember seeing some smiles and some nods as those who hear the final reports recognize the influence of their decisions, of their actions. This idea of recognizing the value of cerebral thinking on work outcomes is not new. In 1918, over 100 years ago, research through the engineering education was being done and was released where a closer look at the requirements for the engineering profession demonstrated that personal qualities like common sense, integrity, resourcefulness, initiative, and there was like 3 or 4 more, but all of them, they were noted as being universally recognized as no less necessary than technical skills and knowledge that were essential for becoming an engineer. Further studies of 1,500 engineers showed that personal qualities were mentioned 7 times more than engineering knowledge as important for job success. And then in a second survey of 30,000 engineers, they were asked to rank 6 qualities: character, judgment, efficiency, understanding of others, knowledge, and technique. In the order of importance in judging the reasons for engineering success, the respondents put that character was at the head of the list by 94.5%, while technique was voted at the bottom with an equally decisive majority. So consider the 6 principles that I chose to identify as you add opportunities to grow as a collaborative thinker, to value yourself and others, to proceed with intentionality, to embrace a purpose-driven mentality, to strive for equity, to stand ready for debate, and then 6, to never neglect activation. 5 of the principles I've just shared with are known as soft skills. The final principle links to activation as you move from being a cerebral leader to doing cerebral leadership. Just like the value of the technique measured by engineers over 100 years ago, it's comparable to us measuring the activation measured in our workplace today. Cerebral leadership takes on a deeper meaning as you consider your response to the question I asked myself earlier in this podcast. Do your current metrics effectively propel you towards long-lasting success? Do they foster meaningful transformation and significance? I want to clarify that I fully recognize the significance of the metrics that you are working with in your company or your business today. They highlight opportunities and successes within your workplace. However, I would encourage you to prioritize your most impactful challenge and engage in what I've been calling this deeper collaborative thinking process. Aim to identify paradigm shifts or principles or characteristics that are essential for sustainable success in the areas that matter the most to you. And then track these moments closely. Measure the moments where you see instances where the principles or the elusive soft skills come alive. Get ready to be surprised. Get ready to see your work from a deeper perspective where there's more meaning than you've ever anticipated. I'm looking forward to next month when we look at the second part of cerebral leadership. Thank you for joining me. I'm so glad you chose to listen in, and let me know if the content today triggered the awareness of your own needs in your leadership journey. I can help, and you can reach me at Nina@ninaellison.com.